Gunther and Ben are taking you inside the headlines with the opinion makers and news breakers on the biggest stories in sports. This is the Wasatch Whip Around.
Wasatch Whip Around brought to you by Intermountain Sports Medicine, Utah Valley. If you get hurt on the field, the court, the course, or the track, hail with the experts at Intermountain Sports Medicine, Utah Valley. Give them a call today, 801-357-1200. First up on the Wasatch Whip Around, you can find him on Twitter at TribJazz. Read him in the Salt Lake Tribune. He's our Utah Jazz insider, Tony Jones. Tony, looking at the Jazz last night, shorthanded, looked like it when they were down, what, 29-5 at one point, but they came back. It was a five-point game in the fourth quarter. How did Quinn Snyder feel about his team's performance after the game?
I think the first thing I'll say is I give Quinn props because, you know, a lot of coaches would have gone into the press conference and he would have said, hey, you know, there's no moral victory. You know, we lost and essentially that's that. But, you know, I think that he gave credit where it was due. I mean, I think that, you know, those guys really played hard. They left it out there and they made a game of it. And, you know, they got hit with, you know, a monstrous avalanche at the beginning of the game when they were trying to, you know, adjust to what they were facing. They went up 4-0, and before you know it, it was 29-5. So it was 29-1 run. And while the Jazz couldn't ultimately overcome it, I mean, they did make a game of it when Joe Ingles hit that three-pointer in the fourth quarter. I mean, it was 84-79. So, you know, I think that the Jazz gave a good accounting of themselves, but, you know, at the end of the day, the Warriors were the Warriors.
Draymond Green was laughing after the game about Quinn Snyder calling timeouts late. When a guy like Quinn Snyder in that position is calling timeouts, what kind of message does it send to his own team?
You know, I think that it sends that, you know, hey, anything can happen. You know, it's the NBA. And I fully agree with that theory because, I mean, you know, the last three games before the Warriors, the Jazz essentially held 20-point leads, you know, pretty close to the fourth quarter, and they lost most of the lead in all three of those games. I mean, so, you know, the NBA, you know, anything can happen. There are so many possessions that it's just, you know, kind of silly not to stretch a game for as long as you can, especially as long as you have timeouts. So, you know, I understood, you know, where Draymond Green and Kevin Durant were coming from in terms of kind of, you know, their derisiveness towards Quinn Snyder for calling the timeouts. But I also understand exactly where Quinn Snyder was coming from calling the timeouts as well.
Find him on Twitter at TribJazz. Read him in the Salt Lake Tribune. Great stuff, Tony. Thanks.
Thanks, Tony.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Next up on the Wasatch Whip Around, find him on Twitter at Brandon C. Gurney. Read him in the Deseret News. It is Brandon Gurney. Brandon, today at practice, you did hear a conversation that Fred Warner was not going to declare for the NFL. Is there any other guys at BYU who are potentially underclassmen who could think about making the jump?
I don't think so. Just thinking through their roster, there's not really anyone that stands out. BYU's going to have a tough time to get any seniors drafted. And it's kind of been a percolating problem within the program where they're just not sending enough guys to the NFL. That's something that needs to get rectified. You need better credibility when you're talking to recruits about preparing them for the next level. So we'll see if that comes about. But outside of Jamal Williams, who might get drafted late, it's hard to foretell any BYU players that are going to be drafted this year.
What sort of differences have you noticed in Kalani's recruiting style over the last 11 or 12 months?
He's casting a much wider net. I mean, usually at this time of the year, the classes are pretty much sorted out, and there's maybe five or six guys that you're keeping tabs on. This year, it's all over the place. It's really hard to know what he's honing in on, just what style he does. And it's going to be very notable, and it's also going to be notable if he's able to flip to get any of these top in-state recruits. There's several of them still in play, and BYU hasn't fared all that well recently with top in-state recruits, and we'll see if that turns around this year with guys like Chaz Auyu probably being the most notable of the players that are still in play.
You can find him on Twitter at Brandon C. Gurney. Read him in the Deseret News. Great stuff, Brandon. Thanks.
Thanks, Brandon.
Thanks, guys.
There he is, Brandon Gurney. Give us a good breakdown on BYU. The Wasatch Whip Around brought to you by Intermountain Sports Medicine, Utah Valley. Give him a call today, 801-357-1200, or check him out online, utahvalleysportsmed.com.